You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. Welcome back to our summer series on the Autism Helper Podcast, where I am sharing my hot takes, maybe my unexpected or unpopular opinions about some common things that happen in the special ed world or common things we talk about. So hot take number two is something that I shared on Instagram actually a few years ago, and I had so many messages and DMs about this, and especially from parents. So this one's going to kind of get a little serious quick. My hot take here is that as a special ed teacher, if you are working with students with aggression and those students engage in property destruction, that you should not be posting pictures online of your trashed classroom. And I talked about this a few years ago because I was seeing in a lot of Facebook groups that I'm in with special ed teachers that, you know, after they'd had a really hard day and their students obviously had a really hard day, they would post a picture of, you know, look, my room is trash, my bookshelf is knocked down, or all these, you know, things are thrown about, and post those pictures. And now when I saw those pictures, I had two kind of competing thoughts here, because right away when I saw those pictures, I get it. Oh my God, do I get it. I'm a former classroom teacher. I had extremely challenging students with very severe and high needs behaviors. I have left my classroom in that same way, right? The mess, the actual mess. And I've like gone home like because I've been too upset. I've been physically hurt. I've been overwhelmed that I had to leave and just like deal with that mess the next day. I've been there. I know how upsetting it is. I had a school year where literally half of the year I had hives all over half of my body because that was how stressed out and on edge I was over some really extreme behaviors happening in my classroom. Now, so when I say that, I see that photo, I get that. I get the urge to share and to vent and to look for someone else that is in that same situation. Because when you're a teacher in that moment, you feel very alone. Like I must be the only person dealing with this. But the competing thought I have, which is why I get to my hot take of don't post that picture, is that looking at that picture of that trash classroom, the child who trashed that class is someone's baby. Even if that child is 15 years old and 200 pounds and 5'10", he's someone's baby. He's someone's whole world. And looking at that, if God forbid a parent or caregiver would ever come across that, because everything on the internet lives forever, guys, how devastating that would feel. That child had a horrible day. You had a horrible day, but so did that child. And no parent wants to hear that their child had a horrible day. And of course, yes, you're going to talk to that parent about it. We're not like keeping any of this in secret. But to hear about it versus to see online the venting to strangers is something different. And in those hard, hard moments when you are dealing with students with really high needs, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, I want you to always keep that in the back of your head, that this child is someone's baby. And how would I support, and how would I want someone supporting my baby, right? If you have your own kids, it puts things into perspective really quick. I know you're burnt out. I know you're overwhelmed. I know you may be physically exhausted. Look for supports, look for the right solutions, absolutely, but always keep that in the back of your mind that that's someone's baby, because that impacts how you talk about that child, that impacts how you share information about that child, and that's going to really impact the rapport you have with families and the solutions that you get to for this child.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Now, I want to take a second and think about this idea of posting a photo, you know, even if you do it anonymously on, you know, a Facebook group or wherever. And I want to, let's think behaviorally about this. You know, I'm a BCBA, so I kind of tend to put things in an ABA perspective. Let's think behaviorally for a second. When you post that photo of like, oh my God, I had this really hard day and look what my student did. What type of reinforcement are you looking for, right? Let's think about this context, right? A negative behavior happened, your room was trashed, your behavior is you're posting the photo, right? What's the consequence? Let's think about this in the three-term contingency. So the consequence that you're looking for, the reinforcement that you're looking for, is probably that verbal behavior of people commiserating with you. People telling you, oh my God, that must be so hard. Or, oh my gosh, I've been there too. You're looking probably for validation that this situation is challenging, and you're probably looking for feedback that you're not alone in this situation, right? That's probably the reinforcement that you're looking for. And I understand, as I said, the want for that reinforcement, but is that reinforcement, is that, you know, complaining, is that validation, is that kind of commiseration, is that going to help you solve this problem? Is that going to help you get to a productive behavior strategy? Is that feedback and is that reinforcement going to lessen the chances of that negative behavior happening again in the future, the trashing the room? No, right? That validation, that feedback, that like, I've been there too, or that's so hard, that's not going to really help the situation. It might make you feel better in the moment. It might, right? But in the long term, it's not going to be helpful. And I get the wanting for the validation that your job is hard. But going on to social media where other people could possibly see that know that child is not appropriate. Because you can find that validation and that connection that you want in other places. And that's what I really want you to do. If you're in that situation or you've, you know, been in that kind of scenario, and I want you to think about where else you can get that feedback and that validation that you need. Maybe that's talking to your coworkers. Maybe that's talking to your spouse or your roommate or a parent or a friend. Maybe it's going to find a therapist and getting kind of some feedback that way. Maybe it's talking with your administrators and be like, hey, I need more acknowledgement about how hard this job is. And I want to explain to you how hard this job is, because not all administrators know. So I want you to kind of like take that bird's eye perspective and think critically about if that urge to post about that comes, why? Why do we want to post this? And what are we really going to get out of it? So I'd love to hear what you think. I'm going to post about this on Instagram and on TikTok, and I'd love to hear your feedback. And I think, you know, social media has changed so much over the last 5-10 years that maybe this is not something you'd ever think of doing right now, but maybe it was something that you did do 10 years ago. I mean, I know when I look on Facebook memories and posts from, you know, 12 years ago come up, I'm like, ooh, why did I write that? Even just about general things, right? But kind of put this into context of how we talk about our students now, how we engage with parents, how we talk to our friends about our job, and have that kind of be in the back of your head that the children that we are talking about, our students, are someone's baby, and have that always impact the way that you talk about your students. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper Podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest. Or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.